This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Barnes. The Trump administration continues a push to at least temporarily block the release of a book written by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Justice Department filed an emergency application last evening for a restraining order to stop release of the book, which is scheduled for next week. President Trump talking about the matter in an interview on Fox News last evening.
He was a washed-up guy. I gave him a chance. He couldn't get Senate confirmed, so I gave him a non-Senate confirmed position where I could just put him there, see how he worked. And I wasn't very enamored.
He also reacted to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, calling it a terrible situation, but adding,
but again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We told you earlier that the president spoke to Fox News last evening. He also did an interview with Sinclair, in which he said he's perfectly fine with Colin Kaepernick coming back to the NFL. The president saying the former San Francisco quarterback should get signed if he deserves it. Trump saying Kaepernick was not up to snuff when he did leave the league. He hasn't played in the NFL since 2016, when it became very controversial when he began kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. The Oklahoma National Guard will be out in force for the president's rally in Tulsa this Saturday. Governor Kevin Stitt activating the Guard at the request of the Tulsa Police Department. A department spokesperson saying about 240 Guard members will be on hand. A sheriff in Arizona has coronavirus. Pinal County Sheriff Mark Lamb went to D.C. on Tuesday for the president's executive order on policing. And this is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has now given the Big Apple the green light to enter phase two of the state's four-step reopening process as of this upcoming Monday. The governor says the number of infections and hospitalizations from COVID-19 have continued to drop across the city, though he's still urging New Yorkers to take precautions to prevent a new spike in cases. Phase two will mean restaurants across the city would be able to offer outdoor dining. Offices, salons, barbershops, and houses of worship could also reopen with reduced capacity. The half-brother of a black man who was found hanging from a tree north of Los Angeles recently is dead after a shootout with sheriff's deputies. Robert Fuller's half-brother was killed on Wednesday afternoon. Deputies responding to a report that Taron Boone was assaulting and kidnapping his ex when he allegedly opened fire at the officers. At least two dozen shots could be heard ringing out in audio from a nearby doorbell camera. A woman sitting in a vehicle where Boone was shot was also wounded, and a 7-year-old girl was in a back seat when it all happened. She apparently escaped without injury. And NASA is preparing for another trip to Mars. The space agency is to launch its Mars Perseverance rover into orbit on the 20th of July, and it's expected to land on Mars in February. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Live.
Well, we do, and we're grateful that you're in the fight with us, because it's going to require all hands on deck, you know, as we've been saying for quite a while. You know, the silent majority is still there. They are taking note of all this, whether it's one pandemic or another, but it seems like pandemics abound, whether it has to do with a virus or race relationships. It is as if America is unhinging right before our eyes. But meanwhile, the silent majority remains steady. Liz Peek joins us now, Fox News contributor. Liz, I know you wrote an article on the silent majority, and we've been saying this as much and in agreement with you that they're... They're there, but they remain silent right now and just kind of almost like a lifeguard watching people fight themselves out. And then after they have fought themselves out, they'll come in and save the day for us, maybe.
Well, I sure hope so, Bill. Good morning. I must say, I think, and I'm sure I'm not alone in thinking that an awful lot of things going on in this country are just abhorrent and absurd. A whole part of downtown Seattle being cordoned off by anarchists toting guns, and the mayor describing it as, what did she call it, a summer picnic or something?
Yeah, summer of love. All of a sudden we're back to the 60s and Woodstocking it, you know?
I mean, you just have to shake your head, right? And and the problem is nobody seems to be learning anything from that. Maybe they will. Maybe eventually the mayor of that hapless liberal city will wake up and say, this is crazy. I can't control the lives and fortunes of some of my constituents because I can't even let my police get in where there are apparently rapes going on, robberies, arson, etc. This is not the United States. The United States is a moderate country where people do embrace law and order. They think that people should be punished for their crimes, not just freed as they are in New York City time after time after time. I don't know about you, Bill. I am really alarmed by this. And perhaps the most alarming thing, which actually caused me to write that piece, which, by the way, I you know me, I'm pretty modest. That hit like a million reads quickly and had 22,000 comments on the website. That's unheard of, and I think it's because there are millions of people out there, including, I'm sure, many of your listeners who are appalled, but they're scared. That's the scariest thing. We're all scared that if you say something critical about Black Lives Matter, you'll get shamed on social media. You'll lose your job. Mm-hmm. Nobody will stand up for you. That's how nuts this whole thing is, and particularly because Black Lives Matter does not represent me. It doesn't represent what millions think is real. On their website now, something Democrats are really trying to weasel their way out of, it says defund the police.
Yes.
Who really thinks that our cities are going to be better off, or what's so infuriating, that black neighborhoods are going to be better off without policing? Nobody thinks that. That's
exactly.
A crazy thing. So, you know, the pendulum always goes too far. And unfortunately, we have these very emotional videos of terrible things happening to unarmed black men. That's the bottom line. And unbelievably, we have another one now from Atlanta, which is a somewhat different story, certainly is more controversial. But it hypes up this sentiment against the police and the feeling of victimhood by the black community that just totally distorts where the country's going. And, you know, I'm really finding this extremely upsetting. I mean, literally, I don't even sleep that well right now because I'm so upset about it.
Well, what's been missing is a voice of reason, no doubt. And we've said before, Liz, that sometimes people have to fall off the roof to realize that gravity still exists. Because there's some values, there's some things that are consistent here. And as you say, the pendulum is swinging, and it has gone radically, you can say radically to the left here, for example. And, you know, you have the silent majority that is fearful, but it's also, you know, Democrats, they're fearful. They're afraid they're going to say the wrong thing. I mean, they're doing everything they can to keep Joe Biden locked under, you know, lock and key here, you know, so that he doesn't come up with some, you know, knucklehead gaffe. But that's okay. I mean, and people are cautious, but, you know, thank God, you know, for shows like ours that are independent, that we're not relying on somebody. And yes, you know, Black Lives Matter has called me out on several times, and that's okay. I can handle it because, you know, the fact of the matter is that we do not understand who Black Lives Matter is. It's all amalgamated right now. I mean, in Florida, I drive around, I see, you know, young white kids holding up signs, Black Lives Matter. They have no clue what Black Lives Matter, the organization, is all about, where its roots come from. The fact of the matter, you know, they visited the White House under Barack Obama. They were there over two dozen times. And this is an anarchy group. I mean, this is the other side of the same coin as Antifa. People need to understand this. Are there some sentiment about racial division and people getting to this point? Listen, I believe that we're close to this point to where maybe we can just maybe we might be able to realize the dream that Martin Luther King had, that we all embrace and join in, that caused us all to be outraged at what happened with George with George Floyd and others for that matter. And you know, I am not black. I'm Hispanic. Did I get a little bit of prejudice, a little bit, you know, in my life? But I chose not to focus on it. But there are other people that just get pulled over because they're black while driving.
Yeah,
I can't imagine that.
I agree. And I was reading a testimonial or comments from Tim Scott and others. Mm-hmm. I'm a mother, and so I think of it in terms of having a kid that's, yes, you know, a good kid, good student, well-behaved, and he goes out and gets hassled by the cops. It would be so humiliating and horrible. I totally get that. But, Bill, why does that happen? Let's roll the ball backwards, okay?
Yes.
Cops aren't picking on young black kids because they hate young black kids. They're picking on them because that's where a lot of the crime is coming from.
Right.
And so when you had stop and frisk and you read about, oh, my goodness, you know, most of the stop and frisk victims, if you will, people were stopped, were black and Hispanic. That's because the cops were in the neighborhoods where crime was out of control. James Comey gave a very compelling speech to some group in Chicago during Obama's term after Ferguson, when Obama was really bashing the police.
Mm.
And Comey made this argument. He said, we're not in these neighborhoods for fun. We
exactly.
just have to come in. You know,
exactly.
Grandmothers want to sit on their porch, watch their kids play without gunfire. So, I mean, there's two sides to this story. Unfortunately, only one side is being heard.
Without a doubt. Well, I got to tell you, just as a sidebar, this is a hysterical video from Chris Rock. And we can't talk much about it because it is irreverent. But it is it has a lot to do. You know, Chris Wallace the other day said, my dad didn't give me the talk. But he talked about the talk being given, you know, to Ben Carson. Well, for the modern day child, Chris Rock's The Talk is very appropriate. The title of the video is How to Get Your A Kicked by the Police. Okay, I'll let you fill in the blank. But it is hysterical and to the point, and maybe a little levity would do and go a long way right now, let me tell you. We got to go to break.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875. with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And we have Liz Peek with us, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, as we were saying before the break, with all this that's going down, it's enough to make you crazy. But I will share this bit of encouragement. These were the four words that were said to President Abraham Lincoln. And you imagine, with all that he was going through during the Civil War, and he asked his inner circle, he says, you got to come back. You got to give me something to hang on to here. I need some hope. And the next day they came back, and the wise words they had to share was, this too shall pass. And I think we need to be encouraged that this too shall pass, that we are, you know, we have to have faith in the American people to the degree that we know what is right and fair and just. We can all look at what happened with George Floyd and be aghast at it. It was so horrific, and say this is wrong on so many levels. And we can also see, by comparison, what happened in Atlanta and say, look, it's slow down. Tap the brakes here. We need to get all the information. Put yourself in each of the people's shoes, whether it was Rayshard or whether it was the police officers that were thrown around like rag dolls just a moment earlier, and a taser was taken from them. And, you know, and I didn't like that press conference. I thought it was self-serving by the leadership there. And I think that they're hyping it up and such. See, and this is what hurts the proposition here, is the black community is led to have some sort of predetermined expectation because of the way it's presented. You know, down to the point that the officer kicked him and another officer stood on Rayshard after he was lying there bleeding to death. It was not presented in a way that could promote any kind of healing whatsoever. It was certainly, from a very biased, one-sided perception, disconnected from any hope of bringing the community together.
Well, they don't want to bring them. I mean, I don't think that was their goal. I think it was utterly political. This guy, you know, all these elected officials are scared to death that they're going to get bounced, that there's going to be the next resignation that's demanded. That's what that press conference was all about. It wasn't about justice. It wasn't about due process. Remember those words. Those are supposed to be pretty essential to American justice. As you say, the outcome is predetermined, but here's the irony. In Baltimore, after the Freddie Gray death, they did a similar kind of thing, very aggressive prosecution. The guys walked. Why?
Yes.
Because they went for too much. Is this murder? No, probably not. Is it homicide? Maybe. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a DA. But I think this guy has overstepped, got an awful lot of pushback on this. But I said to you during the break, and I want your listeners to know, I think you're doing a great job of maintaining a cheerful outlook, kind of a balanced view, and it's very hard right now because there's an awful lot of passion and a lot of anger out there, and it's pretty easy to fall into, you know, just sort of thinking everything is horrible that's going on.
Exactly.
So,
well, that's very kind of you to say this, because and that's my goal, and it's just something I can blame my father for, is that he always. He said, you're the most optimistic of all my sons. I have faith in the everyman, and many of the everyman is the forgotten man and woman, that silent majority that you wrote about, that is there just taking note and of all this, that, you know, if peace is the objective, if that's really what we're hoping for and wanting to hang on to, then we have to we have to hang on and focus on the end game to arrive to peace. But if it's emotional, like we've said several times, decisions made in the height of emotions, experience tells us it doesn't work out very well for us.
No, and that's right. That's what's driving every decision right now. So you're quite right. And by the way, being an optimist in this country is a winning strategy. This country has always survived all kinds of upheavals in my lifetime and yours. We will go on surviving these. And the great thing is, there is, when I say silent majority, by the way, I'm talking about people who are revealed by polling to disagree with things like defunding the police, disagree with taking down all our public statues and monuments, all these kinds of measures that are being adopted right now, you know, they'll be reversed someday, I suspect, or at least they won't go very far, because most people don't like that. Most people are common sense. But I will leave you with this. I was on Stuart Varney's show yesterday, and he was talking about the division in the Democratic Party between the young woke voters mm-hmm. and the older establishment. You see it. There's a big primary contest in New York between this guy Engels, who's been in for I don't know how many terms, far too long, and a young black Democrat who's challenging him. All kinds of primaries like that are going on. But here's where this has come from. All of us who have sat by and watched our universities become hotbeds of progressive dogma that have allowed these schools and colleges to basically ban any kind of controversy or difference of opinion, this is abhorrent. And this yes. is where the young staffers at the New York Times who pushed against having an opinion column from Tom Cotton.
Yes.
Because it was offensive to them, and they don't like open opinion. They don't like contrary opinion because it it's a triggering issue. Those are the same people who in school went nuts because somebody wore a wrong Halloween costume mm-hmm. or who went out and protested because Condi Rice was going to come speak at their school. This is where this starts. And we have allowed an entire generation to grow up thinking that a difference of opinion is a bad thing. I think everyone really needs to focus on that. And I blame the trustees of these universities. I blame people like myself who graduated from very fine schools and didn't like what we saw, but we never spoke up. We need to speak up.
Exactly. And because look what's happening. I mean, and is these kids with all this talent that are coming out
and education.
Yeah. Exactly. But they've been dumbed down. You know, they've been rendered stupid, as Jordan Peterson would say, because it's only been one side of the argument. Their blade is dull. You know that when you get in debates and you can have an open discussion, that you become sharper at it. It expands your perspective. Liz, we've done this. We've been so blessed, you know, in most of our lives to be able to have this. Right now, it's interesting that, as you say, many of us, in order to minimize conflict, will say, okay, hey, look, I know who to talk to, who not. I mean, there are certain people I just cannot talk to. And that's okay. That's okay, I think, for a season, because that too shall pass. Because I have a dear friend in California. She's such a darling. And I'll go to dinner with, you know, over to their house. They invite me to dinner. And she meets me at the door and she says, whatever, we're not talking politics. We're not talking about, you know, she's very liberal. So I said, okay, fine. Well, 2 minutes later, we're at dinner. She's bringing up politics. I go, hey, what happened to rules? You know, the rules of engagement here, you know?
They think they're right. And so they can talk politics, but they don't want to hear back from you. One of the most engaging things going on, again, in my neck of the woods in New York, AOC, who I'm sure all your listeners are familiar with, the progressive firebrand from New York, young one, is being primaried by Michelle Cabrera Caruso. Mm-hmm. I think I've got that wrong, but you know, a former.
Well, there's two that are two gals that are primarying her. Right, go ahead.
But this one is very sharp. I know her. She's incredibly smart. Guess what? AOC is refusing to debate her.
Yes.
Why? Because she will run roughshod over AOC. AOC is an ignoramus. She has no idea how the economy works, how policies affect how the economy works. And if you remember, when she took on Joe Crowley, who'd been in that seat for a gazillion years, he didn't want to debate her. So this is a really funny kind of coming home moment, and I couldn't be happier to see it happen.
Yeah, Michelle Caruso Cabrera, you were close, pretty darn close, actually.
No,
very, very, very sharp gal, and as you say, I mean, here's AOC, who is supposedly an economics major, wasn't she? Did you get her degree in economics? And her lack of the basic mathematical skill set makes you wonder. I mean, it doesn't say much for Boston College, I think, and they're a bit embarrassed, I think. Just saying.
Probably.
Yeah, what can you do? Liz Speak, Fox News contributor here. Liz, be safe, stay well, and always good to be talking to you. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Love being with you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration continues a push to at least temporarily block the release of a book written by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The Justice Department filed an emergency application last evening for a restraining order to stop release of the book, which is scheduled for next week. President Trump talking about the matter in an interview on Fox News last evening.
He was a washed-up guy. I gave him a chance. He couldn't get Senate confirmed, so I gave him a non-Senate confirmed position where I could just put him there, see how he worked. And I wasn't very enamored.
He also reacted to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta, calling it a terrible situation, but adding,
but, again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, and thank you for joining in and making it all possible, because as Liz said, Liz Pink, you know, the silent majority has got to quit being silent. Look, and I understand, you know, we want to minimize confrontation and that sort of thing, but you've got to find a place, you know, for the sake of your kids, the sake of your community, to take a stand and take a stand for righteousness and that which is right and noble. One of the wisest men of all time said that there's nothing new under the sun. And, you know, you think about that, and what we're, you know, what's happening in the landscape of America today, it's nothing new. And, you know, Bill Fetter, I love Bill Fetter for many reasons. His mind, his intellect, his commitment to history is such a blessing to the rest of us, because he helps us remember that very wise saying that there's nothing new under the sun. It just keeps cycling back. And, you know, Bill Fetter, I got to bring you on here right now. I think one of the reasons it keeps coming back is because we have lessons to learn, and we haven't learned our lessons, and so we're like the children of Israel out in Kadesh Barnea, you know, circling the palm trees out there. Until we learn our lesson, and here we are going through and experiencing in America today, whether it is in Seattle, Washington, you know, the streets of New York or Los Angeles. This is nothing new. It's just it's something from an era gone by, but it's coming back for a reason and for this generation to learn an important lesson. What do you think?
Well, definitely, you know, when the beginning of recorded history,
You have stories of random violence, people surrendering their independence to gather together for protection, and they form the first cities. And so that premise that when people feel scared and fearful, they'll surrender their independence, that's gone down in history. It's a natural phenomenon, but then there are those that want to speed it along.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the past, I've talked about, you know, Machiavelli and how he advocated creating crisis so people would want your answer. But some more recent examples, you have Hitler during World War II. He wanted to seize power. And so he had his brown shirts, and they were led by Ernst Röhm, who was a radical homosexual, and that was the behavior that was prevalent in this brown shirt group. They would go into, they were called stormtroopers,
mm-hmm.
and they would storm into the meetings of Hitler's opponents and shout down the speakers. And disrupt the meeting, sort of like what we've seen on, you know, college campuses.
Right.
Where there's a conservative
mm-hmm.
speaker. And then they would do block streets. And there's pictures of them locking arms, holding hands, blocking streets, blocking buildings, like mm-hmm. we have seen across major highways today.
Right.
They would set fires, vandalize. They would even beat to death innocent bystanders to spread this fear and panic. And then on one particular night, it was called Kristallnacht, or, you know, Kristallnacht, Night of Broken mm-hmm. Glass.
Right.
They smashed the windows of 7,500 Jewish stores and 200 Jewish synagogues. And so Hitler, the people, didn't like this, obviously, and Hitler presented himself as the solution. And he, obviously his opponents didn't have a voice because the brown shirts had silenced them.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Reichstag, the German capital, catches on fire. It's, the evidence points to the brown shirt setting the fire, but what Hitler did is use this mass panic to round up all of his political opponents and have them shot without a trial. And now Hitler is completely in control. What does he do? He has the night of the long knives, and he kills the brown shirts. And now the people view Hitler as restoring law and order, and he got rid of those violent people. And so he had Joseph Goebbels was his minister of propaganda, and he would orchestrate and control the rhetoric of the narrative of the media.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, have these big Colosseum events and everybody praising Hitler and so forth. Now, after World War II, the Nazis lost, but Britain had its world empire. The sun never set on the British Empire.
Right.
The British decided to give their colonies independence. And you had India and Egypt and Jamaica, all these countries that had been British colonies are now independent. And in a perfect world, that would be great, except the Soviet Union decided it wanted to make these brand new republics satellites of the Soviet Union. And so they would send
cases. You just can't, a vacuum cannot exist. That's it, right?
Yeah, the power vacuum.
Yeah.
And so the, and so, you know, it's in the law of nature. If there's, you know, a barbecue, sitting on a picnic table, and you know, you go to the car to get something out, and there's a pack of dogs. They're going to come and take that barbecue off of your table, and so weakness invites aggression. But anyway, so the KGB would send their agents into these brand new countries: Romania, Hungary, Syria. They would find people with grievances, find people who were down at the bottom of the economic, you know, ladder. They would find people who have been treated bad. And, of course, after a world war, there were lots of people that were treated bad. And they would promise them that if they would join with their movement, that they would get an improved situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would organize these people and do protests and then escalate them into riots. And then have them break out into bloodshed and violence and burning of buildings. And then they would bribe and threaten the media to control the narrative that the current leader is to blame. And then in the confusion, they would do a coup or a rigged election. and they would get rid of the leader. They would install the Soviet puppet satellite leader.
Mm-hmm.
People would have a brief honeymoon thinking, gee, finally order is restored. When the dust settled, they just realized they just gave up the farm.
Exactly.
And now they're slaves. Now, the U.S. did not stand back. Truman did. Truman thought his United Nations would be the answer to the world's problems. But it wasn't. And Iran had a leader named Mossadegh who was leaning toward the Soviet Union, and he decided to nationalize the entire oil industry. Now, Winston Churchill, Britain, changed the British Navy from coal to oil. There's only one oil well in all of Britain, so in 1908, they start a company. It's called the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. You know it better as BP.
Mm-hmm.
British Petroleum, BP, is really the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. And when Mossadegh nationalized this, and Britain needs oil, Britain goes to Eisenhower. And Eisenhower says, look, we can sit back and let the KGB communists take over all these countries, or we can fight fire with fire. And so he has his Secretary of State, John Foster Dulles, and the CIA operative on the ground, Kermit Roosevelt Jr., the grandson of Teddy Roosevelt. And Kermit Roosevelt Jr. goes to Tehran. He recruits the most feared mobsters in Tehran, the radical imams in Tehran. And they begin to stage protests that break into riots, that break into burning things, that attack mosques. They threaten and control the media to blame Mossadegh for all these problems, and then they put Mossadegh under house arrest. They had been cultivating inside of the Iranian military people that didn't like the leader, and they had prepared them for this moment in confusion. They went right into the White House, and they arrested Mossadegh at whatever the name of their Capitol building
was. Yes, right.
And they put him under house arrest where he died.
Yeah.
And then we installed the Shah, who loved America. We did this again 1954 in Guatemala, 1960 the Congo, and then Dominican Republic, and then in 1973 in Chile. And but the Soviets didn't sit back. They had the KGB help Castro take over Cuba and countries in Latin, South America, and Africa. This is called the Cold War. Mm. It's the basis of every spy novel.
Right.
You go to some third world country, you run into Russian KGB, you run into CIA, they're going to do a coup and get rid of the leader. What we're seeing today is basically one of these operations on our own soil.
Exactly.
The outside group, George Soros money coming in, funding, you know, more Missourians organizing for reform and empowerment to riot in Ferguson, you know, funding, you know, the Black Lives Matter, Antifa. And there just happens to be piles of bricks, pallets of bricks dropped off wherever.
Suddenly. So conveniently, the way they've been able to do this, this is incredible. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back and further to the discussion. I hope you're taking notes. This is good stuff. But hey, look, this is our history. It is repeating itself on America's streets. And whether it's George Soros or even corporate America gullible in all this, too. Stay tuned.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Package start at $39.99 a month for signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. By the way, as we're talking about this, I have this sense, and even, you know, Liz Peek brought it up earlier as well, and that is the frustration that is spreading and is being demonstrated here in America. And I don't blame you. I mean, even reasonable people, even unreasonable people, we're all getting to that tipping point of frustration. And we have an outlet for you here at Bill Martinez Live because we care about you and we love you. And we, you know, as Dan Crenshaw says, even the SEALs had their moments where you just got to kind of tap the, you know, the lever a little bit and let off some steam. And our answer to that is our rant line. And all you have to do, toll free, call 833-BML, as in Bill Martinez Live, BML Rant, R-A-N-T. Give it a call. Get it off your chest. Let us know how you feel. And we're going to be playing your responses on the air here, so you'll hear yourself on the radio. So our invitation to you to get involved, and this is a healthy thing to do, Bill Federer, is that we have to be able to talk this out. And this is what's so dangerous right now where we are, where our First Amendment rights are being compromised. You have to be careful about what you say. The cancel culture is running amok. We compromise so much, including our health, if we're not able to speak our minds, and I say that in speaking our minds, hopefully, because the best way to speak your mind is when you do it with consideration and with respect, then we can advance the conversation. But if we're just being blathering idiots, then you might deserve to be canceled, but I don't even really want to cancel you, because if I begin to cancel you, then it's a matter of time before it comes on me, right?
Definitely. People that tear down statues, first it's Confederate, then it's Founding Fathers, then you go to France, and they want to tear down anything that has to do with Western civilization. And then you realize whenever Muslims come into a country, right, the fundamental Sharia ones, they destroy churches and libraries and gravestones and, you know, synagogues and everything that's not Islamic. That's one of the concerns that these cities like Minneapolis, that when the police pull out, and they're going to have Sharia in those downtowns. A lot of these...
Which supposedly is against the law here in America, right?
Yeah, and with the people wearing masks and so forth, there's a concern that a lot of the MS-13 gang members that were let out of prison because of the COVID, that they were immediately recruited into this Antifa force to do these violence. You know, 1960s, you had the Weathermen. This was a violent anarchist group founded by Bill Ayers of Chicago. His dad was a CEO of Edison Electric, and then Mark Rudd. And Bill Ayers did what? Well, he...
Besides, help get Barack Obama elected, but yes, he did something else. Go ahead.
Yeah, 1969, he bombed the statue of the Haymarket Riot in 1886. What's that? Eugene Debs, founder of the Socialist Party in America, had organized railroad strikes that destroyed $80 million worth of railroad cars across 27 states, brought all the train transportation to a screeching halt, passenger freight trains. Grover Cleveland finally had to send in the federal troops to stop this. And so during this riot, Eugene Debs, Pullman Railroad strike, they killed a bunch of policemen in Chicago. And so they had set up a statue and memorial to these policemen in Haymarket Square. And so in 1969, Bill Ayers destroyed the statue to the policemen in Haymarket Square. Well, they rebuilt it, and in 1970, Bill Ayers destroyed the replaced statue of the policeman there in Haymarket Square. And so Bill Ayers and his Weather Underground bombed the New York Police Department headquarters with nail bombs. They bombed the San Francisco Police Department, even killing people. And in March 1st, 1971, they attempted to bomb the U.S. Capitol. And so Bill Ayers said he was a communist with a little C. And of course, we know Bill Ayers because he launched Barack Obama's political campaign by hosting a fundraiser for him at his house in Hyde Park, Chicago.
Right.
So that's Bill Ayers. Now, a little bit of a trivia. Bill Ayers named his Weather Underground after a line in Bob Dylan's 1965 song, the Subterranean Homesick Blues, Subterranean Underground. And then Bill Ayers contacted John Lennon of the Beatles to write a song for their revolutionary movement. And he was disappointed when John Lennon released the song Revolution in 1968. Why? Well, some of the lines in it says, you say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. And then the line says, but when you talk about destruction, you know that you can count me out.
Yes.
And then there's another line which says, you ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we do what we can. But when you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you, brother, is you have to wait.
Yes.
And then another line, he says, if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't going to make it with anyone anyhow.
Right.
And so, but anyway, here we have 1960s, early 1970s, and we have these anarchists blowing up police stations and pulling down statues.
Nothing new under the sun. We're back to that cycle again. And in the clear difference here, and especially, you know, Black Lives Matter, some have tried to appropriate and say that, you know, this is Martin Luther King's updated protest. Not at all. Not even in the same zip code. Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s did so in a constructive sort of manner. You didn't see them destroying buses. They just decided not to participate, you know, and become riders on the bus. And the bottom line was to affect policy change, not to destroy their communities and jobs and, you know, businesses in the communities. And this is the clear difference between Black Lives Matter and what Martin Luther King and, you know, the movement that he led and promoted, that the buildings were standing so that the people still had jobs to go to.
Well, Martin Luther King Jr., in his 1964 1963 speech, he said, "We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence."
Mm.
And then he says, a new militancy, you know, and he talks about how he stood against that. So you have people with grievances, all the way back to Karl Marx and him taking the Hegelian dialectic of a triangle, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Thesis is the status quo, the way you start off. You create the antithesis, you create a problem that's real bad domestically so that people fear and panic, and then they are happy when someone comes along saying, "Oh, solve the problem with the synthesis, just give me your rights and your freedoms." And
right.
So 45 countries fell to communism. So the idea is Marx and Lenin, you go into a country and you find people with problems, with grievances.
Right.
And you'd organize the proletariat against the bourgeois, which is the poor working class against the small business owners. You would organize the blacks against the whites, the Muslims against the Christians, the Catholics against the Protestants, even the Hutus against the Tutsis in the Congo. You really don't care who the two sides are. You really don't care what the issues are. Your goal is a destabilizing crisis that makes everybody panic and give up their freedoms.
Exactly, and you have power and control. Well, you know, Bill, what you're talking about is very similar to what happened here with the war on poverty, is it not? With what Lyndon Baines Johnson did in the mid-60s. I mean, we had 15% poverty. It wasn't all that big a deal. That's where people were surprised. The politicians going, why are you making, you know, something out of this? I mean, you know, 15%, it's still manageable. But he created such dissatisfaction and destabilized the process so much that here we are all these years later, close to $30 trillion, and you know, we've barely moved the needle on the war on poverty. And then I found out recently from Rob Woodson, he said that 70% of this $30 trillion has gone to black bureaucrats. So these are people who serve themselves at the expense of the poor, all in the name of the poor, and then we wonder why our objectives are not being met.
Yeah, Plato talked about this in 380 BC in his Republic, and he lived in Athens, and he talked about how the chief characteristic of a democracy is tolerance. Everybody tolerates each other. It's great. Then they tolerate people that are a little bit off, and then they tolerate people that are a lot off, till finally they're tolerating crooks and crime and fraud. Turns into insecurity, and they begin to bicker and fight and chaos, and then they begin to say, can't someone come along and fix this mess?
Yeah.
And someone comes along and starts fixing it, but he consolidates power, and before you know it, he's a dictator. And he says, how's he going to stay in power? Well, he'll take money away from his political opponents and funnel it as entitlements to his political supporters. What better deal, right?
Exactly.
Like an army, you co-opt your enemy's supply line.
Well, you're buying votes or you're buying manpower. Either way, right? And the thing is, it's so clever, is it's not your money. You're using the people's money the way the government officials have done. They go into our treasury and they use that money, make promises in order to buy votes.
Yeah, Julius Caesar did that. So he has a political rival named Pompey. And Pompey has little money. Caesar has no money. Caesar attacks Rome, and Pompey evacuates. He should have stayed there. Caesar goes to the treasury, the Temple of Saturn, takes all the money, and buys radical, violent supporters to fight Pompey. So you use the treasury money. But anyway, one of my books is called Who is the King in America? And it covers
yes.
this stuff. And AmericanMinute.com is my website.
And Bill, the other thing, the linchpin of American democracy, and you touched on it earlier, and I want you to punctuate and wrap things up for us. We've got about 25 seconds. It's morality. Where are our morals today?
Our founding fathers said, okay, if you believe there's a God, you're going to be nice to people because you're accountable to him. Once you get rid of God, all you do is you're afraid of whatever the power is. And so that's where we're moving. We've got rid of God, and now it's just yielding to passions, and it's going to turn into crisis. And the strongest, most violent group will seize power.
Exactly. Bill Federer right here. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate the time. Take care, buddy. Be safe and well.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like the wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good.
These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created